Could you imagine where our lives would lead?
A little music from the head and the heart to get us going this morning. It's Honey Bee in honor of the fact that tomorrow is World Honey Bee Day. Good morning, I'm Pat Gallagher. I've got the food, Dee's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat. I missed you.
I missed you, too. It's literally been a couple weeks since we've got to sit down and eat and drink together. It's interesting. A few weeks ago, you challenged me to do a vegetarian dish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The day you gave me that challenge, my new Food and Wine magazine arrived, and it was the plant issue.
How perfect is that?
So I went back to the plant issue today for the recipe that I made in honor of World Honey Bee Day and did a hot honey carrot flatbread with basil, and I have no idea how to say this, chermulola or something.
That sounds right.
With a basil sauce. There's what we have here today. I wanted to use some good local Wisconsin honey with this for several reasons. Obviously, we always want to do what we can do to bring back the bee population because the bee population has been hurting lately. Also want to do what we can do to support local producers.
Right, 100%.
And then I heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I have heard that eating local honey can help you with your allergies.
Yep, 100%. The closer you can get to wherever you're exposed to allergens. So let's say you work outside and cross plains. You're going to want to try to get honey as close to cross plains as you can.
And the reason behind that?
I'm assuming because the pollen that they collect and use, you're going to build up kind of a resistance to it through the honey.
And that's exactly what I have heard as well. So that's why I used a local Wisconsin honey. I don't know if I got as close to Madison as I could, but it is a Wisconsin honey that
Perfect.
I used and made this wonderful flatbread. Again, it comes from Food and Wine magazine. The August issue is the plant issue. So there's a whole bunch of great vegetarian recipes in this particular issue. If you're a vegetarian,
then,
check it out for sure.
A lot of people are trying more vegetarian dishes too.
Even if you're not,
Yeah,
my wife and I are that way. We were vegetarians for about 5 years, fell off the wagon, but we still try to eat a lot of vegetarian meals.
Yeah, because they're tasty.
Exactly.
And I mean, this has the honey roasted carrots. You can't really go wrong with that.
Honey
amazing.
Roasted carrots, the basil sauce, we're going to call it. It's also got some ricotta cheese on it, and it's all done on top of a flatbread.
Awesome.
Which I just bought. I didn't make that because I'm not a bread maker.
Right. Well, good for you.
And what are we pairing this with today, Dee?
Well, bees is the theme. So I went with the honey Kolsch from Rogue, and it is wonderful. So this is a Kolsch style ale. It's brewed with wildflower honey, if I could just talk. And I thought Kolsch would go really good with this too because it's kind of got that sweetness to it. That'll help with the sweetness with the carrots. Remember, we want to either mirror or contrast flavors when we're pairing beers. So, of course, this is going to be a magical pairing.
All right, let's give it a try.
All right.
And I dropped half the carrots off of my piece here, but
I'm totally having more than my usual one serving of this. This is incredible.
And you're right, it works very well with the beer that we've got today. Mm-hmm. The honey sweetness in the carrots goes well with the sweetness of the beer. Another hit.
And even the floral characteristics of the beer go well with the basil. So it's a home run.
Oh, yeah. There's a little pepper that I added into the honey, too. So
I love it.
So there's that little bite, and then that kind of cools it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Love it.
Another hit. I love it. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, what a way to come back, dude.
We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance right about this time every Friday morning on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.